You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and it is Thursday, August 14th. Columbia Memorial Hospital in Astoria has landed a $400,000 grant for a major expansion project underway now. The grant from the M.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust comes at a key time for the hospital. This spring, Columbia Memorial lost access to a $14 million grant it had already been awarded through the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Grant Program. The money went away when FEMA abruptly canceled that program. Now Oregon, along with 19 other states, has filed a lawsuit against FEMA over the ending of that program. A court recently granted an injunction to freeze the funds allocated through the grant, preventing the federal government from using the money for other purposes until the end of the lawsuit. But construction is already in full swing for Columbia Memorial. The grant from M.J. Murdoch Charitable Trust will help fund certain resiliency measures in the new building to help it withstand natural disasters like earthquakes and tsunamis. Columbia Memorial has received grants from the trust before. In 2005, the hospital was given $50,000 to upgrade the trauma system in the emergency department. In 2018, a $300,000 grant from the trust helped with funding for the CMH-OHSU Knight Cancer Collaborative. Oregon's unemployment rate continued its slow, steady climb last month, reaching 5%. A rate not seen in the state since 2021. Oregon employment economist Gail Krumenauer said in a video statement that trends have remained the same as the jobs picture gets weaker.
The job gains that Oregon does have are highly concentrated in private healthcare and social assistance, which added almost 10,000 jobs over the past year. Manufacturing still had the steepest declines over the past year. Oregon manufacturers cut 9,400 jobs, which was a loss of 5%.
She also noted that construction and financial activities remain among the sectors with the biggest year-over-year job losses, though construction jobs did show a month-to-month gain in July. The statewide unemployment rate last dropped in March of 2023, with the number either ticking up or staying flat since then. Oregon's largest Medicaid provider is cutting the number of therapists it works with. Jefferson Public Radio's Justin Higginbottom reports that change will impact around 15,000 members.
Care Oregon will no longer accept claims from patients seeing licensed therapists outside its network. Before the change, any mental health care provider could see clients on Medicaid and bill Care Oregon. Kalia Feldman-Klein is a therapist in Jackson County. She says about a third of her clients will be impacted. She's in the process of referring them to other providers in Care Oregon's network, if she can find them.
You know, it can take a while to find a therapist that's the right fit, and especially if you're in the middle of treating, like, complex trauma, to suddenly have to stop that treatment and find someone else is a big disruption.
Care Oregon says it's returning to a pre-pandemic norm due to rising costs and Medicaid cuts. The change in policy goes into effect in October. I'm Justin Higginbottom in Ashland.
It's been a little more than a year since the statue Sadako and the Thousand Cranes was stolen from a park in Seattle's University District. It depicted a young girl who survived the Hiroshima bombing. Since then, the city has seen an uptick in other public art being tampered with. KNKX arts and culture reporter Freddie Monettis has that story.
The small bronze feet are all that remain of the Sadako and the Thousand Cranes statue here at Peace Park. They're surrounded by large bushes of fragrant lavender. Yellow, orange, and blue paper cranes are scattered at the site. Jonathan Betzall is with University Friends Meeting, a Quaker church that is leading the effort to replace it.
Almost everything that's left out in the open around here gets taken. That's just the fact of urban life. But people are also leaving things. Like, I see a number of artificial flowers around the feet right now.
The statue commemorates Sadako Sasaki, a Japanese girl who died of leukemia 10 years after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima in 1945. While hospitalized, she folded 1,300 cranes, a symbol of peace, hope, and healing in Japanese culture. So when the statue was erected in Seattle,
people started bringing and hanging strings of paper cranes all over the statue to the point that oftentimes you could not see the statue. It was totally covered.
The statue was stolen last year in July. Even though it was admired by many, its disappearance is a reminder that public art in the city is not immune to theft or vandalism. Seattle's Office of Arts and Culture recently wrote a blog post about how to report stolen bronze public art. It comes after 14 reports of artwork that have either been stolen or vandalized since 2020. Most of the pieces are believed to have been sold to scrapyards, and there often aren't leads to suspects in these cases. Just this past May, a pedal was sawed off the tall Naramore Fountain located in downtown near 6th Avenue and Seneca Street. It was created by the late Seattle artist George Sudakawa and installed in 1966. It's part of the city's public art collection, but it's now in storage. It's Sudakawa's second piece of work that has been tampered with since 2020. Jason Huff manages the public art collection for Seattle. He says the Sudakawa family is aware of the vandalism.
There's sadness and, you know, outrage at this, but it's just sort of an understanding and knowing that we're working with them and working with, you know, to find solutions for the future so that we can preserve this.
Another incident a few weeks ago happened on the campus of the University of Washington. Strips of copper were pried out of a large cement art piece created to look like tree rings. UW police say 10 pounds of copper were reported missing on July 23rd. The metal was stamped with intricate designs. Janae Huber is with the Washington State Arts Commission, which maintains this piece.
Anytime we have a loss of those, it's not an offense against me as an individual. This is like, these are publicly owned cultural assets that we want to take care of.
Back at the Peace Park in the University District, Sadako's bronze feet will be attached to a new aluminum sculpture. The plan also calls for lighting, benches, and large steel ginkgo leaves standing over the figure. Seattle artist Saya Moriyasu is creating the new piece. She says Sadako will be depicted smiling, stretching out her hands, and wearing a kimono, which her parents gifted her after she was diagnosed with leukemia.
So I thought, well, why don't I put a kimono on Sadako? But let's imagine her as the young girl that never got sick and was enjoying her kimono and feeling the freedom of the kind of wing-like feelings of the kimono, which kind of also reflects the cranes that she was folding.
Jonathan Betzel with University Friends is helping to raise the $300,000 needed to pay for the work. He's hoping for small donations so that more people feel a shared sense of responsibility.
If all these people contributed to it, then I believe that there's going to be all the psychic energy kind of standing guard around it, upholding it, spreading the message.
The plan is to get the replacement statue installed around this time next year. Betzel says if there was one word to describe what he's feeling about the project, it's solidarity. In Seattle, I'm Freddie Monades.
For weather today in the Lower Columbia River region, mostly cloudy with highs near 69, a chance of showers later today, lows around 59. Tomorrow, rain expected with highs in the high 60s. Tomorrow night, rainy, lows in the high 50s. You just listened to KMUN News with local and regional news produced by your community radio station. For even more local and regional news, visit kmun.org/news. You can also send tips and story ideas to news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, @kmun.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.